The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate all of you tuning in on The Weekend. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty simple. You ought to know them by now. If you don't know them by now, come on, write them down. Let's get this going. So it's pretty simple. You can text the word Mike or Michael and your message to this number, 33103, 33103. You just type in the word Mike or Michael and your message, and you can tell me what's on your mind, something, a question you've got, whatever it is. It's kind of a free-for-all, and I read every single text message. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. That takes you to my show page here in Denver. I broadcast from Freedom 93.7 here in Denver, and that will take you right to the page where you can follow me on social media. You ought to follow me on Twitter. You ought to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. The Twitter account is at Michael Brown USA, and this would have been a good week to be following me on Twitter because I turned down all of the interviews. You know, for those of you who have for the first time tuning in, I'm the former undersecretary under President Bush, and I'm heck of a job Brownie. I'm that guy. And so when Hurricane Ian came about, as they always do, every news outlet in the country, newspapers around the country, all the TV stations, everybody starts calling me about, well, you do an interview and talk about what's going on. This year, I was just not in a mood to do it. So I turned them all down with one exception, and that's Neil Cavuto over at Fox News. And I simply did that because Neil's a friend of mine, and I just felt a personal obligation to do an interview with Neil. But I say all of that to say this. If you were following me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA, you would have seen all of the bullcrap that I have to put up with anytime I'm on national television or anytime I'm on national radio or whatever. It's just absolutely hilarious. Some people hate me, some people like me, and some people haven't quite figured me out, and that's fine. On Facebook, it's at Michael D. Brown. There you can join a little group called Michael Brown Unplugged, where all you goobers can gather together. You can post memes. You can ask questions. You can talk to each other. It's a fun little group. And, of course, Instagram is at Michael D. Brown also. And you can download the podcast from that page. Now, you can get the podcast for this program wherever you get podcasts. So you can do all of that. And for those of you who are asking about talkbacks, because the iHeartRadio app, if you're listening on that, has a talkback function. And we're working on how to use that on this program. We haven't quite figured it out yet. So those are the rules of engagement, pretty easy to follow. Get busy and come on, get busy and do it. So here we go. Speaking of Hurricane Ian, I want to go to it simply because the Vice President of the United States of America was talking about Hurricane Ian relief. And she had this to say.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making. And so
women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities. And do that work.
That is an amazing statement. she has more easily and more quickly and in less than 60 seconds, she has managed to define equity. And I want to talk about the context in which she defines it too. But she has defined equity in such a way that the dumbest of the goobers among us, I mean, we have goobers of all, you know, sizes and backgrounds and everything that listen to this program. And I'm a goober too. We're all goobers. So for the goobers who have never understood what's really going on with the idea of equity versus equality of opportunity, listen again. I want you to listen to this closely.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted.
Now, it is, let's just kind of break this up as we go through it. She conflates low income communities with communities of color. Now, I think that in and of itself is racist. That's saying that if you're black or you're Hispanic or you're Asian or whatever minority, you obviously live in a community that's impoverished. That's just simply not true. And how racist to say that. That's saying to the black community. That's saying to the Hispanic community. That's saying to the Korean community. That's saying to, I don't care, whatever, the Irish community. Pick whatever freaking community you want to pick. You're saying that those communities, because they're not white communities, they're obviously impoverished communities. That is simply not true. And in fact, I think it's offensive to people of color that have strived, worked hard, done whatever they need to do to better themselves, and they're living a pretty standard, or I would say typical, middle-class American life. Oh, but how'd you do that? You're a person of color. We have to do, we as the government have to do something. We have to be the ones to lift you out of poverty. Who said they started in poverty to begin with? Now, I understand that if you look over here, and I'm looking over here, if you look over here, there are communities of color that are impoverished. And if you don't recognize that or understand that, then take off your white hood and realize that is true that that exists. But to ignore that or to make that broad statement that everybody of communities of color, that somehow we have to give resources based on equity, ooh, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity.
Okay. Stop and pause for just a moment because the money quote is about to be broadcast. So when we think about giving resources, when we think about you and I as taxpayers writ large all across the country, we are basically taking our wallets and we are throwing those wallets down toward Florida and toward Georgia and the Carolinas and the Outer Banks and all those places, that we have to do what?
Understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place.
No, that's right. Not everyone starts out at the same place. We don't live in a socialist country. We don't live in some sort of communist country. We don't live, I don't think yet, any sort of Marxist country. We live in a country where we recognize that there are poor people, and that's why we have a social safety net. And that's why we recognize that everyone has certain God-given talents. And we hope that everyone uses those God-given talents to do the best they can in whatever situation they're in, and that they reach, that they aspire to, and they reach whatever level of success they want. Now, I want to be a billionaire. I want to be a Jeff Bezos or a Tim Cook. I want to be a Bill Gates. But you know what? I'm not willing. Because I'm having too much fun doing what I do right here on radio, what I do for 6 days a week. I have too much fun doing it, and I know what it pays, and I know how much money I can make doing this, and of course, do I aspire to make more? Of course I do. So I know that while I would love to be a billionaire, I'm never going to be a billionaire. And other people who maybe don't have a, you know, a college education, or they don't have, which I don't think is necessarily a key to success, but they don't have a college education. They don't have a particular trade. They don't have a particular skill. They just, they're going to be the people that just do the basic services that other people pay for. And if that's all they want to do, then that's fine too. But listen to the money quote.
And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities.
If we want people to be in equal places, then we have to take into account those disparities, and then we have to equalize everybody. No. No, 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 no. You're not going to equalize everybody. You know, some people will look at me and they will say, oh my gosh, you're the epitome of success. You make X number of dollars per year. You have a nice home. You've got a couple of nice cars, and we strive to be that, to be like you. Okay. Well, you know what? Work hard and overcome obstacles. You don't think I haven't had to overcome obstacles? I grew up in a very humble household. And my parents, neither of which were college educated, were determined to do what, to make whatever sacrifices they could so that I could eventually become a college educated person. And I was able to do that and go on through law school. My parents sacrificed for me. But you know what? I also sacrificed. I sacrificed myself. I look at other people and I think, now, I really don't envy them, because I know that, because I know a lot of rich people. I actually know several billionaires. And while they have a boatload of money, they also have boatloads of problems. So I don't necessarily, I might aspire to have their bank account, but I don't aspire necessarily to have their lives. And those that are, I don't want to say beneath me, because they're not beneath me, but those who are, who make less money than I do, or don't have the skills that I do, or don't have the talents that I do, they might have other skills and talents. It goes back to Dr. King talking about the street sweeper. If you're going to be a street sweeper, then be the best street sweeper you possibly can, because when you get to the pearly gates, God wants to be able to say you were indeed the best street sweeper around. But I don't want to be equal to everybody. And what, at what level do we decide everybody's going to be equal? Am I the standard? Are you the standard? Who's the standard? Because some people, we're not going to eat. You know, what you can't see is in this video clip, Kamala Harris takes her hands, and you know how you point your fingers? You kind of make a L shape with your hands, and your fingers are pointing at each other, and you're trying to show different levels. Well, she's trying to show different levels then at the point that she says, we have to direct these resources. Because in the name of equity, we have to make everyone equal. And she brings her fingers where they're parallel to each other. No. That is not what this country is about. And that's not fair. Because everybody wants to talk about fairness, right? Why is it fair to bring me down to someone else's level? Why is it fair for all other taxpayers? Because money has to come from someplace. Why is it fair for all other taxpayers who have used their talents or whatever to come down to someone else's level? It's absolutely insane. I want to get back to more of this in just a moment. But before we do, though, I want to ask you this. If you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, I want you to do something I've done. But maybe you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm, a gun like I do, then you need to learn about HERO non-lethal products. HERO is a maker of award-winning HERO 2020. I own two of these. A non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper-powered powder that explodes on impact, covering the attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. And all HERO products are concealable, and you don't need a carry permit. And now, HERO2020.com. HERO2020.com has a new product called Arrow. This looks like a small remote control, but it shoots a thick red sticky pepper gel that creates this intense burning sensation on any skin contact. Arrow includes a 120 decibel alarm that alerts other people to call for help. Now, both of these products are non-lethal, but allow you to defend yourself from a distance. As I said, my wife and I each have one that we carry with us. So get one today for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, or anyone who needs extra protection. Go online right now to hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Talking about Kamala Harris. So, you know, Hurricane Ian comes along and strikes Florida. And, you know, just for from a historical point of view, I find this fascinating. And I think you'll find this as you get older and you have more life experiences. In 2004, now 18 years ago, a hurricane named Hurricane Charley went almost the exact same path that Hurricane Ian did. And I find it fascinating because the news media, and this is one of my points with my Fox News interview with Neil Cavuto, was the media just hypes these things to where you think that the Florida Peninsula is just going to be ripped off the continental United States and just drift out to the Atlantic Ocean somewhere. Now, that's not to minimize the damage that occurs to people's homes, businesses, to the infrastructure and everything else. But my gosh, you listen to the hype and it's like, you know, I kept hearing, for example, this is unprecedented. We've never had anything like this before. Oh, bull crap. Yes, you have. Just 18 years ago, Hurricane Charley, almost essentially the same path, essentially the same damage. Now, the damage is going to be more, but it's not because the hurricane was more intense. Why do you think the damage is more? The damage is more because in 18 years, more people have moved into Florida. They've built bigger, more expensive homes, more condos. And Sanibel Island, it's a great example. Somewhere in my photographs, I have a picture of me late at night with the mayor of Sanibel, because the island, I had to take a Black Hawk onto the helicopter, Black Hawk helicopter onto the island, because once again, Hurricane Charley had destroyed a lot of the causeway and destroyed the ability to get in and off the island. Same thing happens now. But oh my gosh, we are so, the news media just makes you think everything. You know, I just want to cite Ecclesiastes. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, there truly is nothing new under the sun. We just all experience different things at different times and in different ways. And this is not, you know, and listen, again, I understand that if a hurricane destroys your home, or a tornado, or a fire, a wildfire, a flood, whatever, an earthquake, whatever it might be, for you, that's the biggest disaster that's ever happened in your life. We all understand that. But the point that I'm making is, the media just drives the hype to where people sitting in, I don't know, Las Vegas, Nevada, are sitting around and they have no relatives, they have no family, they have no connection whatsoever to Florida, and yet they're sitting in Las Vegas going, oh my gosh, this is so bad. I mean, it's all designed to drive eyeballs to the television screen. And for you to go, oh my gosh, I got to watch this because it's like I'm getting to watch a car wreck. Drives me nuts. Truly just drives me nuts. So now what happens? Well, what happens now is FEMA and Homeland Security will, and they're already there, because I know this from personal experience. They're already there. They've been there. Because when you see this kind of hurricane approaching, you start staging relief supplies outside the cone of danger, because you don't want those supplies to then be destroyed by the hurricane itself, and then you have a disaster within a disaster. I read an ABC News article just this morning talking about, oh my gosh, look what FEMA's doing. FEMA's placing all these supplies outside the zone, you know, where they can just stage these supplies and get them in to help people as quickly as possible. Yeah, but FEMA's been doing that for 30 years. But again, the hype is, this is the first time ever. And Kamala Harris gets in on the game. And when she gets in on the game, it's hilarious because she claims that equity is the basis upon which we should give relief to people. No, we give relief to people regardless of their race, regardless of their circumstances, because that's what we do as Americans. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. You hang tight, because when we get back, I got some more craziness from around the world. Stay tuned.
Yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get the timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-885-3663. That's 800-885-3663. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at choq.com with promo code USA. choq.com, code USA.
Hey, Dak Prescott here. Why do I choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because better sleep elevates my game. Only my Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps me fall asleep faster, keeps me cool, and effortlessly adjusts for my best sleep. The result? 28 minutes more restful sleep a night. That's more focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
Save 30% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet. Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to stream us live and follow me on all the social media icon. They're all right there on theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You know, I kind of wish that some of the really crazy stuff that Gavin Newsom and the California legislature does, I just wish it would stay in California. But having lived in Colorado now for, I don't know, 30 plus years or whatever, I just see this wave of California stupidity just coming across the Rocky Mountains. It kind of hits the peak of the 14ers in Colorado. And then just like, I don't know, flash flood, it just kind of comes flooding down into Colorado. And then just kind of spreads out across the state. Because if it would just stay in Colorado, just stay in California, then it might take only a major earthquake to cure it. Of course, I'm just joking. But, you know, the dumbassery that takes place in some of these states like California metastasizes. It's like a cancer. And we don't really know that it's growing because oftentimes we're just too busy and we're living life and we don't realize that the dumbassery that occurs in California somehow has metastasized and has come to your state. And if you don't think it's not, if you don't think it hasn't come to your state, because you live in Texas, I live in Oklahoma, I live in wherever, and we don't have it, then you're not paying attention. Because somewhere, somehow, there's a little bit of it there. And you ought to get to a surgeon and have it cut out now before it gets worse. Already, California's plan to ban what I'm going to call normal vehicles. Just a normal vehicle has now been picked up by the People's Republic of New York. Now that means, so now we're going to get flooded from both ends. We're going to get it just, we're going to get it on both ends right now. This Thursday, the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, announced that she is ordering state regulators to make changes necessary to require all new passenger cars and pickup trucks and those evil SUVs that are sold in the state of New York to be zero emissions by 2035. Now, that's just a month after California voted to ban the sale of new gasoline-powered vehicles starting in 2035. You see, they set the precedent for other blue states to do the same thing. Do not get me wrong. I don't give a rat's patoot if you drive an electric vehicle. I don't. In fact, if I could afford one, or if, you know, hey, one of you car dealers, you want to give me one, I'll drive it for you. But if I were to drive an electric vehicle, and if you drive an electric vehicle, don't tell me you're saving the planet. Just don't do it. I don't want to hear that. And first of all, don't tell me that somehow that the cost-benefit ratio of driving an electric vehicle versus an internal combustion engine is somehow actually saving you money. Electric vehicles cost, on average, $19,000 more than what I'm going to call real cars. And that's even with the subsidies that all of the other taxpayers pay for you to go buy that electric vehicle. It is some of the most absurd virtue signaling by rich people that I can imagine. And the prices go up in tandem with the subsidies. Car manufacturers aren't stupid. They hear that, you know, Congress says, well, you know what, if you'll go buy an electric vehicle, we'll give you let's just pick a round number. We'll give you a $10,000 subsidy. What do the car manufacturers do? Hey, guys, these idiots that are buying electric vehicles, they're getting a $10,000 subsidy. Raise the price. So they raise the price of the vehicles by $10,000. Now, I want you to think about that $10,000 subsidy. That's a subsidy that you get as a tax rebate or a tax write-off on your income taxes. Or sometimes it's a direct payment. You buy the car, meaning the government, will give the car manufacturer $10,000 on your behalf. So you know, as well as I do, that when I say the government's doing that, you and I are doing that. Now, I have a couple of friends that drive electric vehicles. And every time they come to see me or I go to see them or we meet somewhere and we're out in the parking lot, I always tell them, hey, can you say thanks? Just say thanks. And they've kind of gotten the joke now. Say thanks for what? Well, I helped you buy that car. And see all these other people in the parking lot? they helped you buy the car to. Electric vehicles are more expensive to maintain and to insure. Battery performance is significantly reduced by hot or cold weather. And I might add, in case you're living in the state of Florida, electric vehicles are also affected by power lines that don't carry electricity. I shouldn't laugh, but I'm just thinking about all the electric vehicles sitting in the state of Florida right now. If you're listening to me in Florida and you drive an electric vehicle and you don't have your power on, well, sucks to be you right now, doesn't it? You see, the reliability just isn't there, because the electricity that makes your electric vehicle go isn't always available. And that's particularly true in states that are run by these progressives that have allowed, because they don't take the money that they get from taxpayers and reinvest it in infrastructure. They don't require the public utilities like Pacific Gas and Electric or Xcel Energy or Oklahoma Gas and Electric or whatever your power company might be. They, instead of actually reinvesting in, I don't know, additional coal-fired plants, additional natural gas plants, maybe some nuclear plants. How about some nuclear plants somewhere? They don't do that. Instead, they take all the money and they reinvest it in windmills or solar panels or something. Where electricity can be obtained, it's primarily generated by fossil fuels. Which, when you think about it, according to the champions of electric vehicles, that defeats their only purpose. Because to get the electricity to charge your EV, you have to have fossil fuels. Now, the objective of banning affordable, reliable transportation is to improve the allegedly problematic climate that we have. Now, anyone who honestly believes that driving electric vehicles will have any perceptible effect on climate qualifies as, I think, cognitively disabled. The proper cars that Democrats are making illegal are actually less harmful to the environment. Electric vehicles don't make any sense at any level, which is, of course, why progressives have to impose them on us by force. I find it fascinating and utterly disgusting at the same time that the party of progressivism, the Democrats, the party that says that, you know, choice, 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 are the same people that want to take away choice. Am I trying to conflate a couple of issues here? No, I don't think I'm conflating issues whatsoever. But the same party that tells me that a woman must have a choice, it's got to be a constitutional choice, it's got to be all this, it's a choice that they must be able to make. Why can't I make a choice? Why can't we all make our own choices? You know, I'm actually one of these, I guess, dumb goobers that believes that everybody ought to be able to make their own choices, even if they're bad choices, even if those choices cause you harm. I actually believe that you ought to be able to make that choice. I don't think, like if you choose to, I mean, I don't know, if you choose to buy your Xanax from, you know, a street dealer and run the risk that it's going to be laced with fentanyl, it's a stupid choice. It's a dumb choice. I wish you wouldn't make the choice, but I'm not going to stop you from making that choice. If you choose to eat McDonald's cheeseburgers every single day, you know what? If you're already overweight, if you're already obese, you already have heart disease, but you want to eat those cheeseburgers every day, then go have those cheeseburgers. I'm not gonna complain about it. I may look at you and think, boy, those are stupid choices. But I'm not gonna stop you from making that choice. Now, if you're a family member or if you're a close friend, I might say to you, listen, Charlie, as your friend, I think you're eating too many cheeseburgers. Have you gotten on the scales lately? But I don't want the government, because this is the progression that we are on. The government somehow, and I, for the life of me, I've seen this because I've worked in local government. I've worked in state government. I've worked at the highest levels of the federal government. And I can tell you that something happens when someone gets elected to a city council. They get elected mayor. They get elected as a state senator or state representative or a governor, or they get elected to the Congress or the United States Senator or Hell's Bells. They get elected president of the United States of America. Suddenly they think they know better how you should live your life, and that they should limit your choices or narrow your choices or define your choices as to what you can and cannot do. And I think that's insane. It's insane that we somehow have to put an end to it. Whenever government decides that something is bad, like they decided that the internal combustion engine is bad, and they try to force that change, that disrupts the free flow of a market that might be naturally going that direction anyway. I mean, there may be a time, maybe not in my lifetime, but there may be a time when there is enough electricity produced by, I don't know, the burning of something, or there might be enough hydropower, there might be enough nukes around, there might be enough something that we can all drive electric vehicles, and we can do it without forcing child labor in African countries to mine the precious minerals that we need to make the batteries for electric vehicles, and we can all actually feel good about it. I don't feel good about it because I understand what it takes, and I want you to understand what it takes to build a battery, just a battery for your electric vehicle. I'm not fat shaming here. I'm car shaming here. And maybe that is what I'm doing. But if you drive an electric vehicle, power to you. But you know what I would encourage you to do? I would encourage you to go dig around and study what it takes to make that battery. And then I want you to think about, particularly if you, well, Michael, I'm saving money on gas. Take the cost of that vehicle, the purchase price, including, don't subtract the subsidy, because somebody paid for that. So take the full value of the purchase price, the cost of the electricity, the cost of the batteries, the mining, all of that that goes into the making of that EV, and then see how much money you actually save by not buying gas. I heard on a news story late yesterday evening that the price of gas in downtown Los Angeles is $8 a gallon. I heard that in Midtown Manhattan, it's about $6 or $7 a gallon. I filled up yesterday, and regular gas that I put in my Jeep was $3.33. And premium unleaded for my BMW M Sport was like $3.59 a gallon. So go calculate and see whether or not you're really saving any money or not. Electric vehicles, they're taking away choice, and they're forcing you into something that the marketplace is not yet ready to support. That's what progressive politicians do. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word to Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me. Stream us live there, whatever you want to do. But hang tight. I'll be right back.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Glad to have you back on the weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining me. Hope everybody's having a good weekend. The Army's first transgender officer has spied for Russia. Isn't that fantastic? If you think about the classic sitcom MASH, Maxwell Klinger, remember him? He wanted to go home from Korea, so he always dressed in women's clothes. He was like the original cross-dresser on television. And it was all in the hope that the military might regard him as just too crazy to serve. He didn't grasp the whole, well, he did, but the whole point of that was the catch-22. Anyone sane enough to want out of war is actually sane enough to serve. Nowadays, when you think about it, the military, the United States military, this just scares the bejesus out of me, they actually prioritize political correctness over sanity. And as a result, it's becoming infested with kooks as wacky as Corporal Klinger pretended to be. The national interest is not being served. You know, the purpose of the United States Army, Rush Limbaugh used to talk about this. Rush Limbaugh used to talk about how the purpose of the Army was to kill people and break things. And that is, if someone invades this country, or we have to go to the defense of the NATO countries or Taiwan or whatever it might be, I want an army that is capable of killing things and breaking things. Now, that may seem harsh, but that's the truth. It's just the simple truth. But here's where we are today. The Army's first transgender officer and his wife, a Maryland doctor, have been indicted on conspiracy charges this week for allegedly attempting to transfer confidential military medical information to Russia. Interesting. Russia. They want to give medical information about our soldiers to the Ruskies. They were indicted on an 8-count indictment that was unsealed just this past Thursday upon the arrest of the defendants. Major Jamie Lee Henry, an anesthesiologist, Anna Gabrielian, according to a DOJ press release. The Army granted Henry's request to officially change his name in accordance with his gender preference in 2015. Now, prior to his case, identifying as a sex different than the one on one's birth certificate actually made a soldier unfit for military service, warranting discharge. Now, I think it still makes a soldier unfit for service, but it no longer warrants discharge under the dumbass rules that the United States military has now put in place. I want cohesion. You know, I think cohesion has become a bad word. But I want, you know, if I'm a drill sergeant or I'm a battalion leader, I want the battalion to be cohesive. I want them to operate as a unit, as a team. I want them to be able to go willingly into battle, covering each other's butts, to go in and what? Kill people and break things. I don't want a small, infinitesimal, almost undiscernible minority breaking up that cohesion. And that's what we're doing now. And it makes us weak. Whether you want to admit it or not, and I know it's politically incorrect to say this, but it makes us weak. You think that Xi Jinping in China would put up with this? You think Vladimir Putin would put up with this? No, of course not. So why do we? Because we've been infected with progressive politics and we can't say no to anything because we're scared to death to say anything about anything. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. We'll take a quick break and I'll be right back.
Sebastian Gorka here. I'm living a very blessed life as an intelligence analyst, a national talk show host and author, and I have an amazing family. But like many of us, aches and pains start to interfere with living my best life, even just walking the dog. But I found Relief Factor 3 years ago, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains, and now I'm pain-free and I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better, move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 other Americans. Get started today with your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Almost 70% of those who order go on to use it more. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Rescuers continuing their search for survivors in flooded areas in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian in Florida, Fort Myers. Resident Escante Cordero says she can't stop crying after what she went through.
1 minute I'm crying, the next minute I'm thinking, like, it'll get better. But then I keep crying, and then it's just like the same pattern on and off.
Meanwhile, authorities in South Carolina waited for daylight today before they got a first-hand look at starting to assess the damage. Ian is known to have killed at least 27 people in Florida and three in Cuba. It's feared that death toll may rise. Meanwhile, in the wake of Ian's devastation, Town Hall News and our companion network SRN News is partnering with a Christian nonprofit relief agency, Food for the Poor, to send emergency supplies to victims in Florida and the Carolinas. More information available at the website srnnews.com. Ukraine's nuclear power provider has accused Russia of kidnapping the head of a contested nuclear power plant.
The nuclear energy operator here said Ihor Murashov was arrested while driving from the Zaporizhia plant to the town of Innenhoder in the south of the country. This happened yesterday afternoon.
That is the BBC's Hugo Bachega reporting from Kiev. Retired U.S. Navy Admiral James Stavridis says a nuclear attack by Russia in Ukraine would draw an unprecedented response from the U.S. and its NATO allies.
The French, the British nuclear forces, our nuclear forces, our conventional forces, everything would immediately spike in terms of readiness. Our entire intelligence system would hone in on the point of explosion.
Stavridis says U.S. and its allies would likely put up a NATO no-fly zone and launch a major cyber attack on Russian forces. Admiral Stavridis was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you were lied to in buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
President Biden often blames oil companies for high gas prices, but a Democrat governor reveals a true reason for those high prices in his state.
His excessive green energy policies and government regulations are making it very difficult for Californians to make ends meet. So now, California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling on state regulators to relax rules on oil refineries. It's an effort to lower soaring fuel prices. According to AAA, the average cost of a gallon of gas in California is $6.30. That's far above the national average of $3.80. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Amazon says it's raising its average starting pay for frontline workers from $18 to $19 an hour. It says the new raise will cost the company about $1 billion over the next year, but it could help attract more employees in a tight labor market as the holiday season approaches. Amazon had raised its average hourly pay to $18 an hour just last year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A long list of worries continues to hang over the global markets, including increasing tensions between much of Europe and Russia following the invasion of Ukraine. A controversial plan to cut taxes by the UK government also set bond markets spinning out of control yesterday. Investors not sure what to expect, especially with the Federal Reserve promising that interest rates are likely to remain high. at least in the coming years, because they have to deal with inflation. Amazon raising that average starting pay for frontline workers from $18 to $19 an hour. The House of Representatives on Thursday approved antitrust legislation targeting the dominance of the big tech companies by giving states greater power in competition cases and increasing money for federal regulators. The bipartisan measure passed easily. It was separated from a more ambitious provision aimed at reining in the power of Google, Amazon, and Apple. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103, 33103. I read every single text message that comes in, even if you're calling me names, I still read. A huckleberry? You're calling me a huckleberry? Really? I'm a goober. You're a goober. We're all goobers. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. You can go to this website, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, where you can follow me on all the social media platforms, Facebook. By the way, we have a Facebook page up for the program, too. So if you want to follow that, in fact, I just put the Kamala Harris thing from the last hour up on the Facebook page, and you can find that. It's pretty simple. Guess what it's called? Yep, The Weekend with Michael Brown. So you can find that on Facebook, and you can see some of the stories that we talk about that I put up over there. So those are the two things that we ask you to do. And, of course, be sure and download the podcast wherever you get podcasts. Just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. The wife of Clarence Thomas, Jenny Thomas. I've known Jenny Thomas for, oh, I don't know, I'm trying to think. Let's see, 2004 to, I don't know, 20 years. And Jenny Thomas is... She's smart. She's articulate. She is, she's a diehard conservative. There's no question about what her politics are. And she happens to be married to United States Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And I've known Justice Thomas for just about as long, but I don't know Justice Thomas nearly as well as I do Jenny Thomas. Because we've had more interactions. Because she's active in politics and she's active in conservative causes. And Justice Thomas, as a Supreme Court justice, he's not involved in those things. So I don't see Justice Thomas as much as I see or email or text back with Jenny Thomas. When the 2020 election was over, Jenny Thomas was an individual who, now, you can disagree or agree with me. Doesn't really make any difference. I'm just telling you what I thought. I think there was fraud in the 2020 election. I think there was fraud in the 2016 election. I think there's fraud in every election. It's not hard to find fraud when we have just eviscerated the idea that we need to go to a polling place and actually cast a ballot on election day. I think this whole mail-in balloting, I think this whole early voting, I think all of this is just garbage. I might explain why in a minute, but just take it that I think it's garbage. And I think every election has fraud. I'm not convinced that every election has enough fraud in it to overturn the results of that election. Now, when it comes to 2020, I've watched the videos. I've watched the Mike Lindell stuff. I have watched Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules or whatever it's called. I've watched all of this stuff. And as a lawyer, I'm just telling you that as a lawyer, I am not convinced that there is enough empirical evidence to show that there was enough fraud in the 2020 election to overturn that election. Now, you can disagree with me, but I'm just telling you that if I were a judge and someone came to me, for example, they came to me with the Dinesh D'Souza movie about 2,000 Mules, I would not be able to say in good faith as a judge that you presented enough evidence to overturn the results of that election. All you have done is that you have shown me that in those instances, there was fraud. Now, if that's the basis of your case, I would rule in your favor. Yes, you've shown me fraud. But no one has shown widespread fraud across the spectrum to overturn the 2020 election. I would ask you this, too. This is a trick question to see if you really know what the Constitution says or not. If there was enough fraud to overturn the 2020 election, how would we do that? No, can't do it that way. No, you can't do it that way. There is no procedure for doing it. So it would truly create a constitutional crisis. So what does this have to do with Jenny Thomas? Jenny Thomas is convinced, and in fact she tweeted Mark Meadows, I'm sorry, she didn't tweet, she texted Mark Meadows, at the time, Donald Trump's chief of staff, that you got to lawyer up, you got to get all these lawyers, you got to fight. You know what? She's entitled to do that. I don't know any of Joe Biden's staff. Let me rephrase that. I know some of Joe Biden's staff, but I don't have their cell phones. I don't know their numbers. Now, when Donald Trump was in office, I knew many members of his staff, and I could have sent them text messages, emails. I knew their phone numbers of their offices. I have a right to do that as a United States citizen. So does Jenny Thomas. Oh, but Michael, she's married to a Supreme Court justice. So, yeah, so what? My wife's married to a talk show host. She's married. My wife can disagree with me about every single thing I say on this program. And she has a right to go out and voice it, to go out and tell her friends or tell my, you know what, why are you listening to him? He's a nut job. Yeah, she probably does think that, and she probably does say that to some of her friends. But just because I'm a talk show host, and just because I'm a lawyer, or just because I, you know, whatever, doesn't prevent her from having her own opinion. And nothing prevents Jenny Thomas from having her own opinion. But let's go to MSNBC.
We certainly know, Mika, that some on the right who embraced the idea that the 2020 election was rigged, of course a false claim, you know, did so for a while and eventually have moved on. She hasn't. She is still saying this now. And let's remember, this isn't just her saying it yesterday on January 6th. This isn't just her texting with Mark Meadows saying, hey, keep up the fight. She also was working with state legislators pushing two different states, Wisconsin and Arizona, to seat alternate false set of electors.
Whoa. A false set of electors? No, she was working with two states, Wisconsin and Arizona, trying to convince them to seat a different set of electors. Now, were those electors legitimate or not? I don't know. But why is it so, and again, listen to the pitch, listen to the volume, listen to the, I mean, I know you can't see it, but oh, they're so intense here on MSNBC. I mean, my God, she's doing all of these things. I mean, she's going to destroy the Republic. Really? I don't think so.
Try to overturn Joe Biden's win. She is in to this up to her neck. And
I love, she's into it up to her neck. Yeah. Guess what? Whoever you are on MSNBC, whoever this goober is, he's talking to, his name's Lemire. I don't know who he is. I don't care. He's talking to Mika Brzezinski, who I do know. And Mika's a little crazy. Now I could right now start talking about how crazy Mika is because she doesn't believe that the election was a fraud, that she doesn't believe all of this. So what? Everybody's entitled to their opinion. And everybody's entitled under our system of government to move forward and try to get anything done they want to get done. That's how our system works. And just because you're married to a United States Supreme Court justice doesn't make any difference.
And Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, I know she claims that there's a wall between the two of them and they don't speak about this sort of stuff. Let's remember, he was the one dissenting vote in the Trump case about keeping the documents at Mar-a-Lago. And many lawmakers, certainly Democrats, have called for him to recuse himself for any Trump-related efforts going forward.
Why? You know, judges make their own decisions. You may not be aware of this, but you lawyers in the audience do. Lawyers make their own decisions. Judges make their own decisions about whether or not to recuse themselves from any particular case. And the only requirement that's imposed by the Code of Judicial Ethics is that if you have a direct conflict of interest, or it appears to have a direct conflict of interest, then you ought to recuse yourself. But what did Justice Thomas do in this case about the release of documents? He provided a legal basis, a rational legal basis, that those documents were protected by executive privilege and that they should not be disclosed. It's his opinion. Did it have anything to do with his wife having sent text messages? No one has said that's the reason why. No one. Well, they infer it. They try to get you to believe that. But no one knows what justice was in Justice Thomas's head. I would truly question, knowing this couple, Jenny and Clarence Thomas, I would truly and genuinely question whether he knew that she was texting Mark Meadows on January 6th. Because that's not the kind of thing they talk about. Oh, Michael, come on. They crawl in bed together. They go, they do their summer trips in the RV together, which they really do. They do all, you know, they talk about it. No, they don't. You know, my wife and I have a rule. And her rule, our rule is, maybe comparable. When I get home from either doing my morning show in Denver or doing this national show on Saturday, don't ask me what I talked about. Now, why do we have that rule? Because one, I've already talked about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And to be really stark raving mad true with you, I have to keep notes so that when the podcast is posted, I can put a description in. Otherwise, I don't remember. The minute I walk out of the studio, I'm on to the next show. This show's over and done. So whatever time you listen to this program, whether you're listening to it live now, or you're listening to it on a podcast, or some stations carry it at different times on Saturday and Sunday, and you're listening to this program, I guarantee to you I've already forgotten what I've talked about. And you know why? Because I'm on to the next show. So that's the rule between my wife and me. It wouldn't surprise me at all for the Thomases to have exactly the same kind of rule. You know what? You don't ask me about cases. I don't ask you about what you do politically.
It's hard not to have to be really worried about the implications of Jenny Thomas's beliefs.
I mean, how is that minimal? How is that minimal impact and involvement in the 2020 election? It seems like a flat-out lie, given everything you've just said. But, of course, we'll see what happens as this progresses. Her testimony and her time with the committee sounds like it was very interesting.
Yeah. And, by the way, she did go and allowed, she did voluntarily appear before the January 6th committee, a bunch of nut jobs, in my opinion, and she was interviewed by them. If you've got something to hide, You fight and fight and fight not to be interviewed, not to go in and talk to them about anything that was going on with January 6th. But if you're confident and you have nothing to hide, then you do talk. And she did. Leave Jenny Thomas alone. Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You'll find all the stuff you need to do right there. And be sure and go join the new Facebook page on Facebook, The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting on Saturday, July 16th.
In the cage.
Full contact fighting. Tickets start at $35 plus fees. This intense action-packed event sells out. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word Mike or Michael. We use Mike or Michael because I know some of you have a difficult time spelling Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. So we try to make it easy for you. We try to dumb the program down to the lowest common denominator. We looked at all across the country and said, oh, my gosh, look, we got stupid people listening to you. Yeah, because I'm stupid yourself. So we got all these stupids together. So you can just text the word Mike in your message to 33103. I'm just kidding. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media and do that now. And then go to the new Facebook page, The Weekend with Michael Brown. You can find it on Facebook. Just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow us there. I put up the link to Kamala Harris from the first hour, so you can see that. You know, I think by now, surely by now, it stands out that President Biden is, and I'm not sure what the correct medical term is, demented, senile, or just old age. But he cannot run the White House even at the current level of what's just pure shocking incompetence. Who, if anyone, is in charge? You know, I'd be really curious what this audience thinks about who's truly in charge at the White House. Is it Ron Klain, the chief of staff? Is it Susan Rice, the special assistant to the president, former Obamaite? Who is it? Who's really calling the shots? Because I honestly don't believe, based on my almost 6 years of working inside the White House, know that this president is not in charge. So I'd be kind of curious who you think that it is. Text your answer to Mike at 33103. I think to some degree it's the chief of staff, Ron Klain. And I say that because he really, coming from the previous Obama administration and being friends with Barack Obama, I think that's who it is. But to get an idea of how unpalatable you have to be, to use the widely reviled Joe Biden as a figurehead, consider that Klain is married to Monica Medina. Now, you may say, well, okay, so who's Monica Medina? I'm going to tell you. She's just been appointed as the United States Special Envoy for Biodiversity and Water Resources. Can we get a golf clap? Can we? Special envoy. This is like John Kerry, you know, Lurch. He's you know, the special envoy for climate. We need special envoys. Remember how Obama had czars? He had czars for this and that. Well, they can't use czars again because that's already been used up. So now we have special envoys. The special envoy for biodiversity and water resources. Now, she told the Washington Post in an interview that she wants the United States and every nation in the world to conserve 30%, almost one-third, of their land and water for the sake of preserving the planet. Now, during the break, I want you to think about one-third of the United States of America being set aside everywhere to save the planet. Exactly how is that going to work out for you, huh? Think about that. I'll be right back. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Do not go away.
Larry Elder here. I never really thought much about how aches and pains can reduce a person's quality of life until pain started keeping me from living my best life. Just a few years ago, using the stairs was difficult because of the back pain. Then I found Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains. Within a week, I was on my way back to being pain-free. Now I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every single day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and the other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than a half a million others. Get started today with your 3-week quick start for only $19.95. About 70% go on to order more because it worked for them. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And follow me on social media by simply going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. We're talking about someone whose name you need to know, Monica Medina. Good old Monica. She is the wife of the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain. She's now been appointed by the United States State Department as our, and I'm just going to say what, this is what the Washington Post says. In a first, the United States appoints a diplomat for plants and animals. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, you think about, the world's going to feces, just, you know, it's going to hell in a handbasket. You've got Ukraine, you've got NATO, you've got the Nord Stream, you've got Taiwan, you've got China, you've got Bolsonaro down in Brazil, you've got, what else we got? I'm surely missing something. Well, give me time. I'll come up with it. Anyway, it's kind of bad out there. But everything's going to be okay now. Because now we have a diplomat, not to try to settle something between Ukraine and Russia, not to try to get settled things between Taiwan and China, not to try to, you know, fix our relationships with our allies around the world. No, not, you know, not trying to deal with North Korea. No, we have a diplomat for plants and animals. And she thinks that one of the things that we ought to do is that we ought to conserve 30%, almost, can we just say one third? Can we agree on a third? One third of all the land and water, not just in the United States, but around the world. I wonder what that would do for people living in, you know, really thick urban areas or highly urbanized states like California, highly urbanized places like New York or places like Florida where, you know, the entire peninsula. It's almost like, you know, Florida is almost like Guam where Hank Johnson, that congressman from Georgia or wherever he was from, was worried that too many military people in Taiwan, it might tip over. 30%. So wherever you are right now, wherever you are listening, I want you to think about your community, your city, your town, your ranch. If you own a ranch, you own a farm, whatever, you own a couple of acres somewhere, or you live in the middle of the largest cities in the country. And I want you to imagine one third of it just, no, we gotta save it for the plants and animals. You know what we're doing is insane. It's insane. Preventing the development and utilization of resources is exactly what we need as we stagger deeper into government-inflicted recession. Let's restrict, you know, growing more food to feed more people. Let's restrict the development of fossil fuels, natural gas and oil, to actually provide us the cheap, reliable energy that we need right now. Let's just do all of that. Let's just set aside a third of the country. Now, she actually believes the planet is in peril. Peril. Because of these slight fluctuations in the climate. Which, according to her ideology, can be prevented through just government intervention. Again, going to the Washington Post directly. She stresses the importance of conservation to prevent climate change. If we can solve the biodiversity crisis, we're a long way along the way to solving the climate crisis. Wait a minute. There is no climate crisis. There isn't. The climate has always fluctuated. There have always been hurricanes. There always will be. No matter how much economic activity all the authoritarians suppress in the name of a screwball ideology, the climate's going to do what it wants to do. Because we can't control the sun, we can't control the water vapor, we can't control the clouds, we can't do any of this stuff. But somehow, their religion, you know, I asked during my program during the week, which, by the way, you can listen from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 630 KHEL or live anywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I said to my aunt, what if somebody asks you, do you believe in God? And you say, yes. And you say, someone says to you, well, then prove it. Now, there are a few things that I can point to the existence of God, or at least to the existence of Jesus Christ. Some of the things, the artifacts and some of the history in the Middle East, yeah, I can point to some of those things. But setting all of that aside, if someone says, well, prove to me that God exists, Oh, I can give them, you know, well, look at the universe and look at ourselves, look at our bodies. You think this just happened? You see, that's a religious belief. That's my faith. When you ask people to prove that man himself is causing the climate to change, there is no empirical data to support that. It's a religion. A government headed by Joe Biden and or his handlers is a catastrophe defined. Look it up. K-A-K-I-S-T-O-C-R-C-Y. Catastocracy. It's defined as a form of government in which the worst persons are in power. I think you might call it a kookistocracy. A bunch of kooks are involved right now. The Washington Post didn't once in the whole article think it was worth mentioning that this woman is Ron Klain's wife. Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post tweeted out, "In a first, the United States appoints a diplomat for plants and animals." Yeah, and in a first, she happens to be the wife of the White House Chief of Staff. This is the incestuous nature of Washington, D.C. And I can just tell you that, based on personal experience, it exists, but they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know how incestuous it is. So I was listening to Fox News. I told this story yesterday. I was listening to Fox News as I was sitting in my home office, home studio, doing some show prep and waiting for my hit with Neil Cavuto on Fox News. And there's a show on Fox called the Fox Newsroom. Now, what does the newsroom imply to you? Oh, it's a news show. It's supposed to be fact-based. It's not supposed to be an opinion show, as if you were listening, for example, to Sean Hannity, which is pure opinion. But we've kind of blurred the lines between news and opinion. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and I'm just minding my own business. It's kind of playing in the background. And suddenly I hear John Roberts. John Roberts is the former White House, chief White House correspondent for Fox News. So he did his stint as they kind of rotate them through. He's based in Washington. He did his 4 years during the Trump administration as the chief White House correspondent. And so during his news show, talking about some of the facts about Hurricane Ian, casually mentioned my name and what a big screw-up I was. And it irritated me. Kind of pissed me off, to be truthful. So I'm sitting there with my Twitter feed up, and I just tweeted to him. I thought this was a news show. Why are you giving an opinion? And by the way, your opinion is wrong. If you think I'm such a screw-up, then you don't know the facts. You haven't taken the time to learn the facts. And by the way, here's the title of the book, Deadly Indifference. By the way, I'd tell you that, too. The name of the book is Deadly Indifference. If you want to read my story, go buy the book. It's available wherever books are sold. Deadly Indifference. But here was the thing about John Roberts that most people don't know. He's married to an ABC News anchor who is one of the anchors on Good Morning America. That occurs everywhere throughout Washington, D.C. All of these people are all intertwined with each other. You go to Capitol Hill, and someone's spouse is the chief counsel for XYZ committee, and their spouse is the legislative director or the chief of staff for a United States congressman or a senator. Or they work somewhere in the White House. They work in the old executive office building. They're all intertwined. But the main point is they don't want you to know that. It would be a great Venn diagram sometime to put two circles together. They'd probably end up just being two circles on top of each other. Of everybody muckety-muck in Washington, D.C., who is married or somehow is living with or whatever with somebody else in Washington, D.C. And that Venn diagram where they actually intersect with each other would probably take up most of the two circles. It's an incestuous place. It's truly an incestuous place. So back to this interview that Medina did with the Washington Post. It's not just about nature for nature's sake that she says she wants to do this. Set aside 31/3 of all the land. I think it's about people. How's it about people? You know, we've been told for most of our lives that if we keep doing what we're doing, that pretty soon mankind's going to cease to exist. We won't be able to feed ourselves. There won't be enough food. There'll be world starvation. There's too many people. The population bomb. Everything's going to hell. It's just awful, awful, awful. And somehow we manage to survive. Somehow we manage, through the advancement of our collective brains, all working together, to come up with new medicines, new medical devices, new procedures, new whatever it might be, new ways to feed, more efficient ways to feed, more efficient ways to grow food, better fertilizers, better weed killers, better everything. And we grow, and we grow, and we prosper. And it's a free market that allows that to happen. But when the government intervenes, they disrupt that free market. And suddenly, the kids, you know, the stereotypical kids in the garage that are coming up with the, quote, next big thing, suddenly their next big thing doesn't have a market because, for example, let's take cars. We talked about in the first hour how California, Gavin Newsom, has, you know, banned the sale of internal combustion engines starting in 2035. Not that far away. It's only 13 years away. And then suddenly Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, does exactly the same thing. And all these kind of progressive ideas spread like a metastatic cancer, all because they think that if they don't take action, that suddenly the world's going to be destroyed. You know what? They just killed any sort of innovation, because innovation with respect to internal combustion engines. You think about cars 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Look at the gas mileage. And look how cars have improved gas mileage. Now, sometimes, yes, that's been mandated by government action. The EPA says, you know, you gotta get a certain amount of gas mileage. But the innovation in the automobile industry itself is absolutely amazing. But that's because they know there's a demand. There's a demand out there that they're trying to meet, and when they try to meet demand, that spawns innovation. And government intervention stifles innovation. What does it do to your personal situation when suddenly your state, your town, your city, wherever you live, 30%, one-third of all of the land has to be set aside for plants and animals? Really? You think that somehow that's going to save the world? The aim of there's a UN Convention on Biological Diversity, known as COP15. You've heard of these COP meetings they've had where all the muckety-mucks fly around and they land in some foreign country somewhere and they come up with some plan about how they're going to save the planet? Well, that's what she's going to be a part of. And her focus is going to be on plants and diversity, plants and animals. You know what we ought to be focusing on is how do we get more cheap, reliable energy to people so that this country can kind of get out of these doldrums that we're in, which is officially a recession because we've had two full quarters of negative growth. Maybe we ought to be encouraging innovation instead of stifling innovation. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know. including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-885-3663. That's 800-885-3663.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm just laughing because in that last segment I was talking about our new special envoy for plants and animals. You know, that's just proof you can get a government job for just about anything. But somebody take the Goober number 1603 from the area code 303 here in Colorado sent me a text that says, "Hey, Mike, speaking of setting aside, you know, 30% of all land, let's start with Aspen, Martha's Vineyard, and New York City. Maybe D.C. too." Yeah. Let's start with setting that aside first. And then see where we go from there. Virgin Atlantic has gone absolutely crazy. Now, you think about, what's the purpose of Virgin Atlantic? What's the purpose of any airline? The purpose of any airline is to get you as quickly as possible, as efficiently as possible, and on time from point A to point B, right? You go to the airport. You've bought your ticket. You've handed over your luggage for them to chew up and lose. And then you get, you know, you go to the gate after you get your rectal examination from the TSA. And then you stand in line to board the plane, hoping that the plane, just praying that the plane will actually leave on time and get you from point A to point B on time, and that you land, and then you have to go buy new clothes because your luggage has been chewed up and lost. That's the purpose of an airline, in a nutshell, right? There's nothing else they're supposed to do. They shouldn't necessarily have to feed you, although that's, I guess, kind of nice. Really? I don't know. Maybe give you a drink or two? I don't know, but just to get you from point A to point B. Virgin Atlantic, because they're so woke, have unveiled a revamped uniform policy this past week. It will do away with gendered clothing requirements for its staff, and they have introduced pronoun badges for crew members and customers. That's fantastic, because I always wanted to refer to the pilots or to the flight attendants as, I don't know, something other than whatever their name tag says. Gendered clothing requirements would require men not to show up for work dressed in women's clothes, like I mentioned earlier, Corporal Klinger from MASH, trying to get some sort of Section 8 discharge. So, besides the new approach to work clothing, Virgin Atlantic, which describes itself as the most inclusive airline in the world, do I care, truthfully, whether an airline is inclusive or not? Do you buy an airplane ticket? You know what? Hey, sweetheart, you want to take a trip to Paris? You want to take a trip to, oh, I don't know, San Diego? You want to go to, you don't want to go to Puerto Rico right now. You want to go to Paris. We're going to go to Paris, right? That's right. Honey, I'd love to do that. But you make sure that you buy an airplane ticket on a plane on an airline that's the most inclusive, that they have the right pronouns. Now, get this. You're going from Denver, where I am. We're going from Denver to Paris together. We got a group of goobers. We're going from Denver International, and we're going to Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. Pronoun badges can now be requested by you and me, so we can virtue signal how politically correct we are. Isn't that great? The airline says this move enables everyone to clearly communicate and be addressed by their pronouns. No, I don't think so. I think I'll pass. You can just refer to me as sir. Sir, would you like a drink? Sir, can I refill that for you? How about that? It's a weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There'll be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.